Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is your host, Hiz Hedaya, and I'm coming to you live, and I just want to say good morning or good afternoon or good evening wherever you are in whatever part of the world you're in. And I just want to start by saying Yah is good all the time, and all the time Almighty Yah is good. So I greet you in the name of our Abba Yahuwah, our Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha HaMashiach, and in the power of and the powerful Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, we bless your name. We bless the name of Almighty Yah this morning. We praise him, we laud him, and we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due unto his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this morning we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic, and it's the kingdom of Yah is at hand. The kingdom of Yah is at hand. We're familiar with the fact that the Messiah had came and he lived and he taught and he died a very brutal death on behalf of the world to take away the sins of the world. And we know according to the book of Acts chapter 1 that he ascended up to the heavens, where he ascended to sit at the right hand of his Father. And I'll read that for you. And it said, when in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Master, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Yeshayarel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So we see, beloved, that while they were looking, the Mashiach was taken up in a cloud out of their sight. And we're going to take a look at Revelation 1 and verse 7. And we see in Revelation 1 and verse 7, it prophesies of the coming back of the Mashiach, whom was taken up, whom the disciples witnessed. Now, verse 10 in Acts chapter 1, it says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Yahusha, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we see the Mashiach, the true Melchizedek high priest, Yahusha HaMashiach is his name. We see that he ascended up to heaven to be at the right hand of power, is the right hand of his heavenly Father. And we know he's coming back again. Revelation 1, 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him, even so. Amen. So we see that the true Messiah is coming back again. And I want to emphasize the word true, because like the Messiah prophesied when he was on earth, he said that many would come in his name, and they were not the true Mashiach. They were not the true anointed, appointed Son of the living Elohim. So we're going to read a few verses in Matthew 24, because again, my beloved, the kingdom of Yah is at hand, and you want to know that you are going to be found worthy to enter into his kingdom. So let us read a few verses here in Matthew chapter 24. Let's see what it says. And Yahushua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yahushua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Yahushua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Again, beloved, take heed that no man deceive you. So if there was no way to be deceived, Mashiach would not need to tell us to take heed, to be careful, to not be deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Messiah, and shall deceive many. So that's verse 5 of Matthew 24. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, and is not yet. Beloved, I want to emphasize verse 5 for a moment. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Messiah, and shall deceive many. And over the history of mankind, many have come claiming that they are the son of the Almighty Creator, Elohim, Yahuwah, and many have come who were false teachers and false prophets and false apostles, saying that they are the son of the Father. And that we know is not true. So we need to take heed, because there's going to be a very visible way to see that the Son of Man is coming. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and these things are manifesting. I pray that he who has an ear will hear what the Ruach is saying today. The kingdom of Yah is at hand. Are you ready? Is your house in order? Is your heart in order? Because the kingdom of Yah is at hand, my beloved. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It say, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Do all nations hate the name of the Messiah that is out there today in Christianity, or do they love that name? Hallelujah. There is a name that all nations hate, and that name, my beloved, is not the name that is in Christianity. It's not that name, my beloved. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Okay, many, not some, my beloved, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. And this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso read it, let him understand, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Shabbat day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The kingdom of Yah is at hand, my beloved. Are you ready? Is your house in order? It's time to get your house in order. Get your heart right with the Most High through his Melchizedek high priest, the one who died to make atonement for your sins, for my sins, and to everyone that will be and shall be redeemed. He died for the world, beloved. But we know according to Revelation, there are many who still chose to worship devils. So today, beloved, is the acceptable day of salvation. If you hear the voice of the Mashiach, don't harden your heart, beloved, but turn, repent, repent, and turn. Chapter 22 of Matthew 24. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Messiah, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. My beloved, it says that there's going to arise false messiahs, the S, and false prophets that are going to show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. My beloved, we need to know, how is the true Messiah? How is he going to return to planet Earth? How is he going to return, my beloved, to not be deceived by the many false shepherds and the many wolves in sheep clothing, like we see demonstrated here? And it's, the deception is going to be so great that even the elect, those who Abba Yah has elected from the foundation of the earth, the deception, if it were possible, and we want to stress that if it were possible, because ain't nothing greater than Yahuwah. So if he has elected his people, he will keep them, he will preserve them until his purpose is fulfilled. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Hallelujah. So, beloved, this is Matthew 24, and it's 20, verse 26, and it's letting you know not to believe when people start announcing that Messiah is here or there, because 27 will tell us how the true Melchizedek, Yahusha HaMashiach, the anointed, appointed son of Yah, who died to take away the sins of the world, how is he going to come back, beloved? And it says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also the coming of the Son of Man shall be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So he's coming from heaven, beloved. He's not coming from the earth. He's not coming from Florida or South Carolina or North Dakota or California. He's coming from heaven, where he's sitting right now at the right hand of power, at the right hand of our Almighty Yahuwah, waiting instruction for his return. And I want to encourage you, beloved, to those of you who have ears to hear and eyes to see, to hear that the Mashiach, the true Messiah, Yahusha, the Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness, the high priest who laid down his life and took up his life again, the one who atoned for our sins, that he is coming back, and he's coming soon. And you want to be ready. You want to make ready. You want to make right. You want to turn from unrighteous living to righteous living. You want to turn from lawless living to law keeping. Abba Yah's Torah still stand. You still should not worship any idols. And we know in Christianity they have idolatry. Oh, and people are sinning against the Most High every Sunday. Every Sunday, Abba created his Shabbat, his seventh day Shabbat. It's a day set apart. It's a day that marks, it's a sign between the believer and the Creator. So what does that make Sunday, my beloved? Who is Sunday? A sign between you and who? Between you and the one you're worshiping, my beloved. It's time to come out of the false religions. It's time to come out of the man-made traditions and the man-made doctrines. It's time to come out of the idolatry, my beloved, and repent and return to the only one who is able to save you and save your soul from destruction. My beloved, if you have an ear, please listen to what the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahusha HaMashiach, given by his Abba Yahuwah as a gift to give unto those who would believe and receive him. Hallelujah. Verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and put it forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And these words, beloved, are the words of the one true Mashiach, Yahusha HaMashiach. So everyone else, beloved, it's a fact. They are false, false apostles, false shepherds, beloved. And if they're false, tell me now, beloved, let's reason together, says Yahuwah. Who are you following? If you're following a false shepherd, where is he leading you to? What is the outcome? Wisdom, as spoken, my beloved. If you're following your pastor, is he leading you into thus saith Yahuwah? Is he leading you in thus saith Melchizedek Yahusha? Who is he leading you? Or are you idolizing man? My pastor this and my pastor that. And my pastor say and my pastor do. A banquet and partying. My beloved, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And my beloved, listen to that verse again. That only Yahuwah Elohim, the Father, knows the day and the hour. So again, there are false teachers preaching and teaching dates for when the Messiah would return, when the Messiah himself, in obedience to his Father, says that is in the Father's power, that he doesn't even know it. So how can a man be higher than the Mashiach when the Father elevated and promoted the Mashiach above every power, every principality in heaven and on earth, and his name, and I've made his name above all name. How can man know the date and the hour if only the Father knows it? Beloved, we have to be able to make a distinction between right and wrong, true and false, law and lawlessness, righteousness and unrighteousness, and we have to make a stand, my beloved. It is our soul, my beloved. It's our soul whether we live eternally or die eternally. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So they were having a great life, living the big life, partying, celebrating their pagan holidays, doing what they do best, worshiping idols. And Noah preached for 120 years, and they did not believe Noah. They did not repent and turn to their Creator who made them, the very breath that they were breathing that belongs to him. They disrespected him. They committed their iniquities and their idolatries and the abominable things that he hated. And then when the rain started coming down, that's when they wanted to repent, but it was too late because they wanted to repent when the door was shut, when they saw the reality and they saw the distress and the trouble that they were in, but it was too late. Again, beloved, if you hear the voice of the Ruach, harden not your heart, beloved. It's time to repent and return to right ruling, to the keeping of Abba Yah's Torah, which teaches us to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, with our everything, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we do these things and we shall live. But you have to be immersed in the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha, HaMashiach. So they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your master doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watched, the thief would come. He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my master delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the master of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. These are the words of Almighty Yah, in Yahushua Mashiach's name. My beloved, the stage is set. Hasatan is doing his work. My beloved, however, the stage is set for the Mashiach to return. To return, my beloved. The stage is set, my beloved. And we want to know that we are walking with the true Messiah. We want to know that we're walking with the one who could save us. We're wanting to know that the one who we're calling upon, the one whose name we're praying in, is the truth, beloved. Because as you heard in Matthew 24, many false prophets, many false messiahs, and many false teachers, beloved, are gone out into the world. And if it was possible, they would deceive even the very elect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My beloved, I'd love to read a few verses with you from Revelation. Revelation, we're going to look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation 6. And I'm also going to read Revelation chapter 9, because again, the kingdom of Yah is coming, and contrary to church that teach that JC is coming and you're going to go to heaven, that is contrary to the truth of what is going to happen. So let's look at some of the woes that are going to be coming up on planet Earth, so that would help us to discern the days that we're living in. And be ready, my beloved. Get ready, get ready, get ready, my beloved. The kingdom of Yah is coming. The kingdom of Yah is coming. And we need to know, beloved, that we're following the only true Mashiach. Hallelujah. And again, his name is Yahusha. Yahusha, a Mashiach. And Yahusha means Yah is salvation. Yah is salvation. So I'm going to go ahead and read Revelation 6 and Revelation 9. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword, When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider's name was Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beast of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of Elohim and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Yahuwah, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge your blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed, just as they had been. And again, they were killed because of their testimony, because of the word of Elohim and the testimony they had maintained. My beloved, hallelujah, hallelujah. And my beloved, the word of their testimony, this is the covenant that they're a part of. And this covenant, beloved, is the covenant that's ratified by blood, by the true Mashiach. And his name is Yahusha HaMashiach. And the testimony, the word of Elohim and Abba Yah's word says that we should keep his Torah, we should keep his commandments. But Christianity says, no, we shouldn't keep the commandments. So, beloved, he who has an ear to hear and eyes to see, let him hear what is being said here in Revelation. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?" Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise ye Yah! Let everything that have breath praise ye Yah! Don't be deceived, my beloved! Search out the truth! Pray to Almighty Yah for discernment! Pray for wisdom! Pray for knowledge! Pray for understanding! And in the name of his son, Yahusha HaMashiach, in the power of his Ruach HaKodesh, beloved, it is high time you get up out the pews of the churches and read the word and meditate deeply on the word and seek the Most High for understanding. understanding of his word, beloved, and he will reveal it to you. Probably you've already came out the church because you felt there is something more, my beloved. If that's you, I would love to share more with you regarding the sacred name of the Father and the Son, and that which we should be doing today, which is keeping Torah and walking in righteousness. The Father is a righteous Elohim. There is no darkness in him, so we cannot walk in darkness and say that we are walking in the Father and in the Son. We cannot do as the world do and say we are righteous. That is unrighteous living. That is lawless living. We have to be walking according to the Melchizedek priesthood. We have to be walking as priests according to Revelation 5, 9, and 10. It says the Mashiach, Yahusha, he was killed to redeem us unto Yahuwah, our Elohim, out of every tribe, kingdom, people, nation, and tongue. He bought us with his blood and hath made us a kingdom of priests unto Elohim. We cannot go to the club and go to church on Sunday and say we're walking in righteousness. We're not going to be able to fornicate Saturday night and go to church on Sunday and say we're walking in righteousness. We're not going to be able to keep having those abortions and saying we're walking in righteousness. We cannot walk in perversion and abominable homosexuality and say that we're walking in righteousness, my beloved. It's time to come out of the church pews. It's time to come out of the churches and come into the Melchizedek priesthood. It's time to join the priesthood, my beloved. There is an ark. There is an ark. There is an ark, my beloved. There is a flood. The flood is coming. Just like in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. They were partying and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And Noah went into the ark with this family, and Yahuwah shut the door. And when Yahuwah shut the door, no man can open the door. Now the door is open to you and your children and to all those who are afar off. And the Ruach and the bride is saying, come, come, let all those who are thirsty come and drink of the free gift of the water of life that is offered through one name only, and that is the name Yahusha, a Mashiach who bears the Father's name. Yah is salvation. There's no such name in the Christian church. They know the Father's name, but they seek to break the third commandment that says, thou shalt not take his name in vain. And they give you mere titles, but a title is not a name. This is the day to wake up, my beloved, and don't say it doesn't matter to him what his name is, because his Son said, I have kept them, all those you have given me, none is lost, for if but the son of perdition, for I have kept them in your name. So if the name isn't important, why would the Son pray to the Father that he has kept us in his name, the same name that he gave him, that he manifested to his believers, and we believe that the Father sent him. Beloved, there's power in the name Yahuwah. There's power in the name Yahusha. There's no power in titles. There's no power in titles. There's no power in calling upon the wrong Messiah. It's time to come into truth, my beloved, and that is wisdom. That is the wisdom of Almighty Yah, is to walk in truth, to seek the truth, The Bible says, the Father says, the Son says, wisdom says that when you seek the truth, you will find the truth. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. We're not talking about worldly riches. We're not talking about success of the world. We're not talking about the pride of life. We're not talking about success in business. We're talking about finding and choosing and following the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Because whether you're or not, you're ready, my beloved, the kingdom of Yah is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Revelation 9, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of Elohim in their foreheads. Hallelujah. So Abba Yah has his elect, my children, my beloved. Abba Yah has his elect. Hallelujah. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses that appeared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their first faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before Elohim, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. Excuse me. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. These are the words of Abba Yah. Thanks be to Yahushua Mashiach. Beloved, it says that one third of the earth would be destroyed. And these people that didn't have the seal of Almighty Yah would be tormented for 5 months. So during that 5 months time period, beloved, That's a time period to repent. But it says that even after those woes come upon the earth, that these people did not stop worshiping the enemy. They did not turn away from falsehood. They did not repent and turn to the Almighty Yah. They remained in their perversion. They remained in the abomination. They remained in idolatry. They remained in their rebellion. And we know what is promised for those who continue worshiping devils. We know, beloved, in Revelation, the outcome of such. So my question to you today is, whose voice are you going to listen to? Whose voice are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the Almighty Elohim who sent his one and only begotten Son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us? And through his name, you have redemption from sin, forgiveness, remission from sin, whereby you can receive his Ruach HaKodesh and be sealed, beloved, from the woes that you heard will come upon planet Earth? Or are you going to keep following Hasatan? Are you going to live the good life now? Are you going to party and then go to church on Sunday, living lawless? Because living a life of law is what is needed to be righteous. The statutes and the judgments and the decrees that Yahuwah himself gave unto Yasha Yerel, they still stand today, and Yahusha kept them. Now, we're not talking about ceremonial sacrifices and the divers washings. We're talking about honoring our heavenly Abba. He says, I am Yahuwah Eloheka. I am the one who brought you out of Egypt with a strong and mighty arm. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. I'm talking about the one who says, thou shalt not have any other mighty ones before him. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He says, thou shalt not take his name in vain. That's the third commandment. For Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember, his Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Yahuwah, our Elohim. In it we shall not do any work, us, nor our son, nor our daughter, or manservant, nor maidservant, nor cattle, nor a stranger that is within our gates. For in 6 days Yahuwah made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And for those of you who are going to debate that the Sabbath is done away with, I'll have you know that the Sabbath is being kept in the Shemayim. And we see here in Genesis chapter 2, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. Hallelujah. So we see that the Shabbat was made after the sixth day of creation. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this intelligent question. The 6 days, are they done away with? Or do you do your pleasures in those 6 days? So how is it that when it comes to Abba Yah's one day, his seventh day, you're going to argue that that's done away with? We do not have 6 days a week, do we? We have 7 days of week. So why is it that you can enjoy your pleasures on 6 days and then cheat Abba Yah out of is day that he appointed unto his creation as a day to honor and honor him and delight in him and eat and drink and have sweet repose. Why is it that you dishonor his day of rest? Why is it that you hold on to the tradition of men who change the day to the first day of the week and make it a day of rest? My beloved, intelligently consider that question and see, beloved, who are you following? Because they who put their trust in men and in princes will not be counted worthy to inherit eternal life. Those who follow doctrines of devils, those who hold on to their abominable sinful acts, unlawful deeds, will not be worthy to walk with the Lamb in white. My beloved, in reading the rest of the commandments, we are to honor our father and mother, that our days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah our Elohim gives us. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Mean you don't envy. You don't want what your neighbor have. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We not supposed to envy or want what other people have. We should be contented and satisfied with what Abba Yah gives us. Another question, beloved, why do men not love the creator that created him? Why do men not love the creator that created him? The answer can be found, beloved, in John chapter 1. Yahusha, when he was on earth proclaiming Abba Yahuwah's name, he said men loved the darkness rather than the light, and they don't want to come in the dark. They don't want to come into the light out of the darkness so that their deeds will be exposed. Beloved, let us come into the light. Let us choose to walk in the light, for he is in the light, because darkness will be destroyed. There will be no darkness, my beloved. Yahuwah is light, and there is no darkness in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our sovereign, Yah. Blessed be the name of his son, or Melchizedek High Priest. Hallelujah. I'm going to read these verses for you in John 1, verse 2. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that Elohim is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in darkness, verse 7. John 1, verse 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahusha, Amashiach, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Hallelujah. Beloved, beloved, my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye may sin not. And if any man sin, We have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua Messiah, the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfect. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Hallelujah. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that the darkness hath blinded his eyes. And that is 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11 and 12 to 14. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And this is walking in the true name, my beloved. It's not walking in another name. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Yahuwah abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Beloved, there are warnings against denying the true Mashiach. Beloved, in the world, there are many false messiahs, and there will still be many false messiahs, false apostles, false teachers, preachers, evangelists, prophesying in the name of another. But there are warnings against this denying the true Mashiach, the one that you heard in Matthew 24, that is going to be coming down from heaven in power and great glory. Hallelujah. Love not the world. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Elohim abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that anti-Messiah shall come, even now are there many anti-Messiahs, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua HaMashiach is the Messiah? He is the anti-Messiah that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Beloved, let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. I pray that you will walk in the only true name, which is Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son, the Melchizedek High Priest of Abba Yahuwah. Repent, beloved, for the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Shalom, shalom.